men, tap in again. You want to express your desire clearly without pressure. Leadership is just clean, right? Listen, I'd love to take you out and spoil you a little bit. You in? Oh my gosh, what does that mean? You know what it is.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you. This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everybody. How are we feeling? Can I just say I'm feeling angelic? Hence the whites. If you are watching me, thank you so much for tuning in. I want you guys to give this video a big thumbs up. Thank you very much. Actually, I'll do you one better, or maybe you can do me one better. We're a team, right? This is the A team. Hype the video. Hype, 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 hype the video. Woo, woo. Yes, because it's like a million likes. That's pretty much like what it stands for. I don't know how else to articulate it, but it basically is the ratio of, and I'm making this up and I'm exaggerating here, but it's like, it tells the algorithm times like 100. So instead of just liking the video and it's just like a little like, it's like, no, it's like liking the video 100 times. If you love me, then you would like it 100 times. So if you have the option to hype the video, it should be somewhere in the description box of some sort. And let me know if you have that option, because how else are we supposed to get this information out there? I have so much amazing stuff in store for you guys, including my membership that I want you guys to check out. More information on that. We are releasing the trailer for that. I see so many of you already have messaged me telling me that you can't wait to join, that you are so excited. And that's what I'm here for. As you guys, big sis, okay, as I don't want to say auntie. I'm not giving aunt. I mean, I am giving cool aunt though. I kind of am if I'm really going to, you know, keep it 100. I digress. All right. So let's talk about something that I think a lot of men, yes, the topic is men. Men, you're in the hot seat today, are deeply confused about right now. And honestly, a lot of women are too. And I feel like that is the difference between leading and controlling. And this is just such a controversial topic, because somewhere along the way, I feel like the two got twisted and people seem to think that they are the same thing. And now we do have good men out there, and there are men with genuine intentions, and there are men that probably do have the fear of thinking, man, if I speak up, then I'm controlling. If I take the lead, am I doing too much? If I have standards, am I toxic? Or, you know, so what do they do, right? Those men are probably going to freeze. They're going to fall back. They're going to become passive. And on the other side, there's women that are saying, I just want a man who leads. They're saying, I'm tired of having to make all of the decisions. I want to feel safe. I want to feel, you know, secure. I want to feel guided. I want to feel nurtured. But the second that it starts to feel like control, then this is where the resistance starts to take place. So now we're stuck in a loop as a society where men are afraid to lead, where women don't trust what feels forced, obviously, and no one is actually getting what they want. But here is the truth, and this is what's going to anchor this entire episode, right? True masculine leadership creates direction, safety, and polarity without imposing force or stripping someone of their freedom. That's just the truth. So let me say that again. Leadership is not necessarily about power over her in this context. It is about a presence that she can trust, right? That's what it's about. That's where that safety and that security comes from, right? No one realistically is gonna lead anyone when we don't trust where you're going. They wanna say ride or die. Where are we riding to? And why are we dying? Because it's not me. I'll tell you that much right here, right now. You heard it here today. Mark the date and the time and the hour. It's not happening, okay? I am not going to be sitting here running and dying for, where are we going? I want to know. However, obviously, you know, if you got the right man by your side, you know, you're going to do what Dr. Phil said. Is that your man? You're going to stick beside him. Yup. Yup. That's your man. Yup. I get it. So When a man can actually understand that, that is powerful, right? A woman is not going to be feeling restricted by a man who leads in that way. You're going to feel relieved because you trust them to make decisions. You trust that, well, one, they are the model of their own life and their own decisions. And you do trust them to help to accompany you and to help to aid in leading your life. So this is the psychology and the core difference. So let's break down why this actually works. And this is not just an opinion here, okay? This is psychology. Argue with your mama or science, okay? This is biology and this is also nervous system regulation. So a woman's body is constantly scanning, right? Am I safe here? Can I relax here? Do I have to be in control or can I let go? It's just the truth. It is just a normal auto computation is what I can call it. And then whenever we as women are with a man that is grounded, that is decisive, that is emotionally steady, our nervous system is naturally going to want to calm down. The stress is going to go down. The trust is going to go up. And the connection is going to deepen, okay? Because masculine energy at its healthiest provides direction. You feel so stable. It's like, you know how they say, as women, we never know what we want to eat? Well, I always knew what I wanted to eat, but I'm unfortunately here to say that I have to become that person where I'm just like, I don't really know actually what I'm in the mood for at all. I always just default to just like, fruit. I eat pineapple on a consistent basis. I love me a little DC, a little Diet Coke. And I pretty much eat the same things. I'm honestly a boring eater. I'm really not adventurous with eating. And when I say boring, I don't mean burgers and fries. No. Okay. I don't want to eat that Southern fried homicide. I prefer like salads, fruit, like just like light stuff, that type of vibe. But French fries is always a vibe. Thank you. So, yeah, so feminine energy is going to respond with flow. Anytime healthy masculine energy provides that direction. So that is where the polarity right there is going to live because that's where the attraction lives. You know, when I asked my mom, I was like, you know, what was one of the things that attracted you to daddy? And she was like, I just loved the way that he thinks, you know? I loved the way that he would think about things and it just allowed my mom to really, you know, feel like, wow, like I trust this man. I trust that he's going to lead me. He's going to guide me, all of the things, you know? Okay. But the moment that leadership turns into control, everything is going to shift, right? Because control is rooted in what? Fear, right? It sounds like we're doing this. Why are you acting like that? Or I need you to ba 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 ba. There's no space. There's no collaboration. There's no emotional safety, right? And so what is a woman's response going to be to that? What is our response going to be to that? Resistance and distance and also quiet resentment. Why are you? No one wants to feel in a relationship like you're walking on eggshells. When I tell you that you feel extra lonely in a relationship where you're holding so much in and you can't even express that to the person that's supposed to be one of the closest people to you and you can't even express that properly. Can you imagine that level of just feeling so unsafe in a relationship? It's very hurtful, very isolating, and very lonely. But leadership sounds different, all right? Leadership says, I got this. But I still see you. I still hear you. I'm still acknowledging what it is that you say. So let me make this very clear and simple for you. Control is going to demand compliance out of somebody, right? Leadership earns the cooperation. That's what leadership does. Leadership earns cooperation. Control says, follow me or else. It's a threat. But leadership says, walk with me. You'll want to walk with me. Right? Control is going to create a lot of tension in a dynamic and leadership creates trust. These are the differences. And trust is always what allows a woman to soften. You ever hear that quote that's like, oh, don't you just love when you can just be around your man and you just turn your brain off and he just like guides you everywhere? You know, there's like, especially when you're dating and you and your hubby are going on a date night, you and your boyfriend are going on a date night, and it feels so good to just know like, man, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going with him. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going with him, okay? And it just feels so good to just feel so safe. Like, oh my gosh, like, I don't have to worry about my feelings. I remember having that feeling myself, to be honest, in my relationship. I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not confused. I'm not confused on how this man feels about me. I'm not confused on whether he's committed to me. There's so much safety in knowing that even if there's a disagreement, he's not going to walk out and start entertaining other women. He's not going to be doing this and doing that. I don't have to feel like I need to check his phone and clock the things that he's doing. Like, I do not feel like that. And I believe every woman deserves the right to feel the same way, and men as well. Okay. It goes both ways. I do not believe anybody should be looking behind their shoulder concerned that in moments of adversity, that someone's going to ice you out, that someone is going to be threatening to leave you every time things are a little uncomfortable, other that there's something to work through, that instead you just, you know, pretty much Drew Sidora and Ralph the situation, where Ralph is going to just be leaving for 3 days and going to Florida with his clown self. And we already know what Ralph was doing. Okay. He was definitely being unfaithful. I digress. So this is the part that everybody actually needs. How do you do this in real life, right? Because this is not about theory. This is actually about behavior, right? Stop asking open-ended questions. I remember my boyfriend and I, we would always, like, when we see our single friends or whatever, it's not really that many of them, I'll tell you that much, but our single friends would be like, oh, like, going on dates and things like that. And I remember the first thing my boyfriend said was, I feel like sometimes people don't ask the right questions. And it's true. You have to ask like the right questions that are not open-ended, right? They need, you know, start leading with options. So, you know, especially for men, right? So it's not like, you know, what do you want to do? I'm telling, especially if you're just getting to know a guy, it's the same thing as soon as women as a society praise him as a collective, we have all, you know, phased out of the what you doing, the WYD. We've all phased out of that. There is no WYD anymore. It's like, okay, I'm like getting paid. What are you doing? Bye. Like, you know, no one wants to feel like they're with them, especially if you want a traditional type of dynamic, right? Where you want more of a masculine, healthy masculine man. I highly doubt you are going to want him to hit you up every single day, every hour and be like, hey, what are you doing? Okay, what are you doing now? Like, it's like, we're not talking about anything. We have to move on. So how about this? Instead of a guy asking men, tap in, fellas, tap in. This is your turn to listen. I'm telling you what the woman want. I'm giving you some keys. I don't know anyone that's really doing it like this, but I know there are certain, let me just say this. I know there are certain channels out there that I do appreciate. There are men that give a perspective of what they want in a woman from a male perspective. And it's not all toxic out there. I can't even think of a name, but I do know that they exist, that I'm not even being funny. And I think what I want to begin to incorporate, and what I am going to incorporate on the channel, is I want to also be able to give men advice from a woman's perspective of what women want as well. Why would I not? I'm helping us all. Hello, I'm not against you, right? Okay, so instead of, well, what do you want to do? We want decisiveness, sir. How about this? I'm thinking that we try that new spot. How is Friday at 8 sound? Do you want to do the patio? Do you want to do inside? What's your vibe? Do you see the difference? So you're not controlling, okay, the woman that you're interested in. You are not removing her choice either. You are creating structure and you're inviting her into it. Remember how I mentioned that leadership says, walk with me, right? You're going to be walking with me and you're going to want to. It's an invitation, right? That's the difference. Not, well, what do you want to do? Which is just completely just like, okay, so clearly he has no plan. And I think men really need to hone in on this, because I think for some men, they don't realize that you saying that, it gives, I have no plan, I have no structure. The first thing you want in a guy, the thing about dating too, I just got this revelation, wow, is that the things that men are looking for a lot of the time, for the most part, at first, are solely built on physicality. Call a spade, argue with ya mama, right? But for the things that women look for in the beginning, aside from, okay, is he cute? Whatever the case is, all right, no. You're looking for like that immediate safety of feeling secure around that man. Does he have a plan? It's stuff that is not as tangible that women are looking for in the beginning, as opposed to for men, they're not looking, well, at first, like, is she, you know, of sound mind and all these different in-depth things. No, they're like, does she pass my physical check? All right, bada bing, bada boom. Okay, cool. So like I said, you're creating the structure, you're inviting her into it. And then you also have to think like this. You want to lead in conflict, but you do not want to overpower it. Okay, most men either shut down like Ralph and they go and leave and disappear for 3 days and try to occupy their time with something else. Leaving will never get you to a resolution. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to have to learn the art of communication and problem solving, especially if you ever want to have a family and have a marriage one day. You have to learn how to problem solve. It's just, you can't, no woman wants to be with a man who, when the going gets tough, he gives up, he walks out, he disappears, he's non-communicative. No woman wants that. I'm telling you that right now. You want to know that you're being fought for, that you're being pursued. That's what you really want to solidify. That's what's going to make you feel safe. So you can't have someone, like I said, that's going to be shutting down or want to dominate the conversation. You know, it just is the truth. And if you're in a, I don't want to use the word normal. I don't think that's the correct word to use. But you're in more of a traditional relationship where in any relationship, there's always going to be a masculine and feminine energy. We both have them in each and every one of us. However, there's always going to be a masculine and a feminine energy. So you have to remember that. You don't want your man to be dominating the conversation and not allowing you the space to speak, right? Or giving you the feeling of safety so that you can express yourself without maybe that person walking away and shutting down. So both are, you know, both of those things are leadership failures. If you're going to be shutting down, if you're going to be dominating the conversation, that is a failure, right? You, real leadership should sound like, you know what? I see that this is upsetting. I don't want us to talk over each other. Let's take a minute, come back to this calmly, like, you know, and actually come back to it calmly. Don't just be like, yeah, let's just table it. And then you just never go back to the table, right? That's just, you know, shoving something under the rug. That's not giving weak. No, that's giving, okay, I want to regulate this conversation, because you'll never get anywhere in a heightened state of emotion. You're just not, right? And then you also, you know, men, tap in again. You want to express your desire clearly without pressure. So a lot of men may either hide what they want, or maybe sometimes they will push too aggressively. Leadership is just clean, right? Listen, I'd love to take you out and spoil you a little bit. You in? Oh my gosh, what does that mean? Okay, like, you know, like, come on, like, guys, like, you know what it is. You know what you're doing, right? There's direction, right? There's intention. But there's still freedom. It doesn't really feel like, man, I'm telling her, yeah, are you in or not? Because I can find someone else to replace you. Well, if you don't answer me, I'm going to find something else to do. Like, it doesn't feel like a threat in a certain way, right? And then you have to do something that I call becoming the lighthouse, which is, this is something that I don't believe that most guys maybe do, but if you are inconsistent, right? You say one thing and you do another, you show up strong one day and then you're disappearing the next, you're going to wonder why you're not trusted. Inconsistency, even in a monogamous relationship, okay? Because there's nuances to this. I'm not talking about One minute you're texting her, the next minute. No, I'm talking about you're actually in a relationship, but you don't feel safe because you notice that one minute he's super motivated and he's doing this and he's on his grind and everything is great. And then you start to lose that attractiveness because you're seeing that he's letting this pile up. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. Like, you feel like you're cleaning up after the guy. You feel like you're the one. One minute he's initiating plans and asking you if you want to go out and all these different things. The next second, you don't really hear from him that much. He's not really initiating. Everything just feels mundane, okay? Because the lighthouse is not going to be chasing the ships, right? It's going to be standing still. It's going to be consistent. It's going to be reliable. I'm telling you, men, reliability goes a long way. And because of that, people do what? They move toward it, right? That's becoming the lighthouse. That is leadership. And then think about it like this. Repair things quickly whenever you mess up. Yes, you are not going to always be leading perfectly all the time. No one's perfect, okay? And as much as women like to think that we're perfect, look, be real, ladies, we're not perfect, okay? We're not perfect. That's just the truth. And it takes two to tango in order to make a healthy relationship work. So the difference between a boy and a man is accountability. I don't mean to get all Real House, you know, Secret Lives of Mormon wives, with what is that clown's name? Allegedly, Jesse's husband. Can't even remember his name. My bad. Okay. I don't want to think too hard. Accountability. That's like one of his favorite words, right? He took none. But like I said, the difference between a boy and a man is the accountability. I, you know, came on too strong earlier. Wasn't my intention. You know, what I meant was actually this. Communication. Being communicative. Do you know how rare that is? Do you know how rare that is? And I'm sure it's the same for men. Men don't want to feel like they're exploding every time they say a word, right? Like, you know, dang, I can't even talk to her because she's going to start screaming and carrying on and throwing a fit. That's a story for a different day. It's a very rare thing. Like, guys, think about how many times there's been situations where you've been in relationships and the men communicate very healthily. I want to talk to you. They're the mature ones in the situation. Unfortunately, stereotypically, it feels like usually women are leading those conversations. And I'm sure that that's not always the case. Okay. Positive about that. However, the stereotype is that just like how the stereotype is, men are not usually out here handing out commitments to women. No, they're not. That's just the truth. Okay. That's like a fact, borderline fact. They're not just out here handing out commitments. And women are usually the ones that always want to be in a relationship. All right. I digress. But like I said, it's going to build so much trust, right? What I think is very important and fundamental is handling your emotions before you try to lead a woman. Please hear me out when I say this, men. Please handle your emotions before you are trying to lead a relationship. Too many people are out here trying to cosplay as leaders, really, to be honest. That's what it is. And cosplay as having your life together and all the things. And you're nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort in real life. It's like you're trying on a mask because you think, okay, this is how I get her. But baby, we're going to see the real you anyway. We see how you're not really about this life. We see that you are triggered. We see that you're insecure. We see that you're reactive. We see you, right? You're not leading when you act like that. You are controlling so that you can soothe yourself. That's what you're doing. You have to learn how to emotionally regulate yourself and handle your emotions because leadership always requires self-regulation first, always. So let me tell you where men can mess this up. Well, they think that leadership means that they're being dominant all the time. They think that it means never listening. Some men may also think that it means always being right. That is not leadership, that is ego. And an ego will cost you a true, genuine connection every single time. All right. Another mistake, performative masculinity is an issue. Like I said, cosplaying, performative masculinity. A real woman can see that. You can see when it's a 5-year-old in a suit. Okay. You can see that. You're trying to act like a leader instead of actually becoming one. To a real woman, listen, women mature faster than men. That's not my theory. That is an actual fact. Usually, women usually do mature faster than men in every capacity, right? So if you're going to try and pretend to be a leader instead of actually being one, and you get around a real woman, the fruit of that is going to show it for itself. We're going to see how, all right, now you guys are together and it seems like you are not really the person that you were trying to insinuate that you were, or that you said that you were when you first were dating, all the things, doesn't really make sense. We as women can 100% feel that, right? Because leadership is not what you say. It is what a woman is going to be experiencing when she's around you. That's what our experience is. That's what we're going to see. It's not what you say. It is what the experience is being around you. I don't care what you said. I care about what you do. Does she feel safe? Does she feel considered? Does she feel like she can breathe when she's around you? Or does she feel like she has to brace herself? She's tensing up. Here's the payoff to actually getting this right. Because when a man is truly going to lead, like I said, women are naturally going to soften, right? You're going to become more open. You're going to become more affectionate. You're going to become more receptive. And it's not because you have to, but it's because you want to. You want to open up when you feel safe with someone. Again, you're not pretending. It's really who you are. Okay? So that's the beautiful thing about this delicate dance. So that's the polarity. That is the intimacy right there. And that is peace. And men, hear me clearly when I say this. You are not trying to control a woman into submission. No. You are becoming the kind of man that she feels safe enough to follow. There's a difference, right? That's a big one. So here's what I want you to do this week, right? Try one thing. Lead one plan. Handle one conflict differently. Or say one thing with clarity and intention. Real men are not afraid of commitment. And they are not afraid to state their intention and watch what shifts, right? And for my woman listening, right? If you know a man that needs to hear this, a good man who probably just doesn't know how to lead yet, send this to him. Because the right men aren't the problem, okay? They just have not necessarily been taught the difference. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. Make sure that you hype this video up. Make sure that you give this video a thumbs up. If you don't have the hype option, make sure that you rate this podcast 5 stars. Send this to your man. Send this to the guy you have a crush on. Send this to your friend so she can send it to her man too. All right. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.